losing my voice a little bit, so just bear with me. Today's gospel is all about prayer and making time for prayer. In fact, look how busy the Lord was. He had been curing people the day before, and yet it says in St. Mark's gospel that he arose very early before dawn, and that he left and went off by himself into the desert, into a deserted place where he prayed. See, notice our Lord actually made time for prayer. Now, our Lord did not need to pray. He was God. And yet, as man, he showed us an example that we too have to make time for prayer, because nobody really finds time for anything. You have to make time. And that's what our Lord did. He made time by getting up early and going out into the desert. Our Lord often went out to pray. Sometimes he went out to the lakeshore. Sometimes he went up into the mountains. Sometimes he went out to other of his favorite areas. But in today's gospel, he actually goes out to the desert to spend time alone with his Heavenly Father, to draw that strength that he would need for his upcoming passion and death. So our Lord gives us a great example for prayer. Now, I'm sure you have a very busy life, just as our Lord obviously had a very busy life. But notice what he did. He made sure there was time to converse with his Heavenly Father. And that should be our example as well. And notice how busy our Lord was in today's gospel. He had just been preaching in the synagogue. He then goes into the house of Simon and Andrew. And right after he goes into the house, they tell him the news that Simon's mother-in-law is very sick with a fever. The Greek word here used for fever is a word meaning a very high fever or a very dangerous fever. And so they immediately tell the Lord about her. So in a sense, they pray. They ask the Lord to intercede. And a lot of our prayer is spent in interceding for others. You pray for your husband, you pray for your wife, you pray for your relatives, you pray for somebody who has cancer. So these are all what we call intercessory prayers. And so they now intercede with the Lord. And they say, "Helper." What does the Lord do? He immediately goes over, takes her by the hand, and cures her. Immediately, the fever vanishes, and then she gets up and she serves them a meal. She gets up and waits on them. You know, I'm sure the Lord had, obviously, we see here his compassion, his love for this woman. But also, we probably have Lord having ulterior motives. She was probably the only decent cook in the whole house, right? And he knew that if he didn't cure her, he wasn't going to get much to eat. Obviously, Peter and Andrew probably weren't very good cooks. So he works this great miracle. But notice what happens. After she is cured, she then serves the Lord. And that's a great lesson for us. If God blesses us in any way, if he gives us a special healing or a special gift or a special blessing, how do we respond? How do we thank the Lord? We thank him by lives of faithful service, of serving God and serving our neighbor. That's how we should thank the Lord, just like Peter's mother-in-law. She showed her gratitude that way. So our Lord then, that night after sunset, everybody started coming to St. Peter's house. It says the entire town was gathered outside the door. Well, why did they wait until evening? Well, because Scripture tells us it was the Sabbath. And on the Sabbath, on Saturday, the Sabbath ended at the time of sunset. And according to the Jewish law, they had to see three stars. Once you saw three stars, then the Sabbath was over. And then the people would then bring all their sick to the Lord. And they had to wait till Sabbath was over because it was a violation of the Sabbath to carry someone or to carry stretchers on the Sabbath. So they wait till sunset. Hundreds of people show up. Our Lord cures them, and our Lord drives out demons. He does exorcisms as well as healing people's body. He also heals their souls. That's how busy the Lord was. He probably was healing people well past midnight, maybe much later. And yet, what does the Bible say? Rising very early the next morning, he gets up and goes to a deserted place. What a great lesson for us. In our busy lives, we have to carve out some time for daily prayer, for our daily devotions, our daily spiritual reading. Now, it's up to you when you can do that. Some people prefer to pray in the evenings after they put the kids to bed, and the husband and the wife can spend some time talking and conversing, maybe saying some prayers. Other parents I know get up early. They get up a little bit before the rest of the kids get up. A lot of moms do their daily prayer. A lot of dads do their daily prayer before all the busyness of the hectic schedule begins. I know a lot of people that pray on their lunch break. They maybe have a half hour or an hour for lunch. They spend part of that time in prayer, maybe going to a noon mass near their work. But then they have that time for the Lord. And that's so important, because prayer is what we call food for our souls. Just as we feed our bodies, you know, these three times a day, right? We take care of our bodies. We never miss a meal, right? We take care of our body. What about feeding our soul? Because if we don't feed our soul by daily prayer, then we're going to get spiritually weak, and then the temptations come along, and we can't resist the temptation. But if we strengthen ourselves by a good, healthy prayer life, then we'll be strong in the Lord, and His power of the Holy Spirit will enable us to resist temptation. A good question, sort of an examination of conscience, would be, if we ate as much as we prayed, how hungry would we be? Okay? Think about that. If you only ate as much as you prayed, how hungry would we be? Would we all be dying of spiritual malnutrition? Or would we be healthy and strong in our prayer life? It's not going to happen unless we actually make that time, make time to pray, to be alone with God. We should do daily prayer, but also at least once a year we should get away on a retreat, like a weekend retreat. Go away on a silent retreat and spend that weekend alone with God. See, we're all hungering, we're all thirsting for that relationship with God. We're searching for peace and for happiness in our life. But our lives oftentimes get out of control because they are so busy, so hectic. We lose our centeredness, we lose our peace of mind and peace of soul. The way we get that back is by prayer. Eucharistic adoration, prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, your daily rosary, other forms of prayer, but including things such as retreats and days of recollection that are very valuable for the spiritual life. Our Lord made that time. We need to make that time as well. We live in a very noisy society, a very noisy culture, so we need that time in silence to listen to the Lord and to stay close to Him. There's a saying that a person only becomes great when they begin to spend time alone with God in silence. And then God can really form them and help them. So obviously we should pray for our own spiritual life, to stay close to God and to have time every day for that daily prayer, even if it's just starting with 15 minutes a day or a half an hour a day. Start with that, and then have the Lord lead you into more prayer if possible. Now, if we don't just pray for ourselves, we have a lot of reasons to pray currently in the world situation. You know, our world leaders are in this review and discussion on how, what to do over the course of really the next few weeks will determine a great deal. So we should be praying for our world leaders. We should be asking God to enlighten them and to pray for peace and justice throughout the world, to pray for an end of terrorism. We're obviously living in a very dangerous society, and all of us have to be well aware of that. The upcoming war, the continuation of the war against terrorism, and even the possibility of terrorism in our own country. And bioterrorism, as you know, is a very serious threat. So we need to get our house in order, so to speak, our spiritual life. We have to get in order. If you haven't gone to confession for a long time, don't wait. This is something that's very vital to make sure you don't have any serious sins on your soul when you meet the Lord. And it's something that we really have to be very serious about, that with this society we live in now, of course, we always remember, you know, so drastically what happened on September 11th at the Pentagon and in New York and other places, that we are certainly in a situation where we need to be spiritually ready. How do we get spiritually ready? First of all, making a good confession, having all of our sins washed away in confession, and then strengthening our spiritual life by daily prayer. Daily prayer. It's not going to happen unless we make it happen. Carve out that time every day to spend with the Lord. Our Lord gives us that example in today's gospel, and it's our job to seriously take that invitation to prayer and union with God and invite the Lord into our heart and into our soul, and to spend time every day with the Lord in prayer. God bless you.